We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're going to call in today, Ike, and you're going to hear the topic that we're talking about, and I want to be very clear to start the show of the topic we're talking about, which is 2019, is it a go-for-it year, or is it a retooling year where you're still being competitive, but you're not going all in? Mm-hmm. I'm going all in and winning another Super Bowl, Ike. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to call in and you're going to pretend to talk about that, or you want to talk about it, but then you're going to slide in your Wentz or Foles stuff, just beware. That's all I'm saying. Beware. Ike might get mad. I might get mad. I might be short with you. I might laugh at you. All right? Because that is not the announced topic. People, this has not been an announced topic for a long time now, and people continue to get in with their agenda. And like I said, it's fun to sprinkle in, but it can't take over the show. Wentz and Foles people out there, all right?
Yeah, having your own little debates amongst each other. They want to bring it to the airwaves.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what we could do is put on one person from the Foles side, one person from the Wentz side.
Just let them go at it.
And just fight. Right. If you're going to call in today and say, like, oh, well, you know, Nick Foles, you bring him back. No, Nick Foles is either going to get traded or they're going to release him, right?
He's going to be a free agent. We got a little topic on that coming up, too.
Indeed.
To talk about that.
Indeed, we do. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Might be able to trade him for a little something.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Let's do it. Let's start with Tony in Mays Landing, New Jersey. Hi, Tone.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, how are you?
What's up, Tone?
I'm going to let you get mad at me now. Listen, you want to put all your eggs in Wentz. He hasn't proved that he can stay on the field for the last 4 years. I want to go for it. I want to go all for it. But I think you should try to keep. You want Sudfeld to be backing up Wentz if he goes down?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
You're gonna go all for it. You're going to get the draft picks that you want. You're going to get this whole team going in the right direction. And then Wentz falls again. Gets out of it.
Well, that's the way you're looking. That's the way you're looking at it, Tony. I'm not taking this sort of glass half empty view of the situation. I'm not. That's
I'm
the way.
Taking it empty right now.
I know.
He hasn't proved one thing. He can't take it through a year.
Well, here's the thing, though, Tony. For you to be upset about it right now, nothing can change. So you have to wait until he actually plays next year. And if he doesn't get through next year, then you can have the same opinion that you want. There's nothing. What do you want me to argue for? I can't argue anything right now.
I don't want to argue. I mean, I'd like to see the Eagles go ahead next year and put themselves in a place to win the Super Bowl again. But
okay.
I don't think they could do it if Wentz goes down and you don't have a considerable backup.
So in other words, you want to keep Nick Foles?
If we could, but not going crazy with it, but try to keep him.
But you have to go crazy with it.
For $2 million?
Look, I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah, it's going to cost you $20 million, Tony.
No, that's too much.
Okay, Dan, well, then that's the end of that discussion.
Yeah, but Tony, here's the other thing, man.
That's the end of that discussion.
He doesn't want to come back. Like, that's the people that, and believe me, I love Nick Foles, too. Mm-hmm. I love him. Nick Foles on my damn back, Ike.
I'll never forget that.
Neither
will you.
I love Nick Foles.
Yes.
All right. He doesn't want to come back. Isn't that pretty clear? He wants to be a starting quarterback.
Yeah, he wants to be a starter.
And let's say that there's no market for him. He has to now look up for top backup jobs. Maybe then he would come back here. Even then, I don't know if that's a good idea, Ike, for the issues that would cause.
He's not coming back here. Worst case scenario for Nick Foles, he takes a 1-year deal somewhere else as their starter. As a stopgap starter.
With a young player maybe underneath him.
If that's all that's out there for him, then that's what he'll take for 1 year. He's not coming back here to be a backup.
No.
Because you know what? If he only has one shot to make $25 million or $20 million for 1 year as a starter, then he's going to go make $20 million. What's he going to do? Come back here and play for $5 million to be Carson's backup?
But to his point, with Carson and missing time, I believe the Eagles are just going to go with Sudfeld.
Of course they are.
Do they even bring in a veteran guy as your third just in case? I don't think they do.
No, they've been developing Nate Sudfeld. This is what this regime does. I mean, under the whole Andy Reid regime, they develop quarterbacks. You wouldn't know about Nick Foles if it wasn't for this regime. You wouldn't know about him. So this is what they do. This is what they do. And if they believe Nate Sudfeld is capable of being a backup, then I believe he's capable of being a backup until he shows us that he's not capable of being the backup.
Maybe they bring in a young guy to develop behind Sudfeld, a later round draft pick.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I don't care about the backup quarterback. I hope he doesn't play at all.
Well, hold on.
At all.
I care. I hope he doesn't either, but I care about it because Carson has shown that I get that.
But I'm not going to be worried about that. You're not about to be keeping Nick Foles because I'm worried about Carson Wentz getting injured.
Or going out and signing a veteran backup that's going to cost $4 or $5 million.
No, I'm going to trust a guy that I've been coaching the last 2+ years. And then we're going to have another full offseason
of
coaching in my system, him knowing my players, knowing the play calls, knowing everything else. I'm going to trust the coaches that are coaching Nate Sudfeld.
And that only changes if he's pressing to being a starter next year and he fails and he looks bad doing it. Right. Then you would reevaluate it. As far as I know.
Yeah, because guess what? If he comes in and say if he has to fill in for Carson and he comes in and plays well, you all would be saying Nate Sudfeld should be the starter. So, and we know what the life of a backup is. If Nate comes in and plays well for Carson, you'll be saying Nate should be the starter.
God, if we could only be that lucky, man.
Yeah, we know how that works. But I'm not banking on Carson getting injured next year. I'm not.
Well, all the mid-major markets are interested in my services as a radio guest. Like I did Honolulu, Hawaii this morning. I've done Texas, El Paso. I've done Portland, Oregon. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Where else was I? Las Vegas I was on. They love me in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you know what they're asking? They're not asking about Carson Wentz. They're asking about Nick Foles. Yeah. That's what everybody's asking me about. Yeah. What Nick Foles. And I
he's going
to
be a free agent.
Yep.
So they want to know what
but you know what? They don't. They're like, so what happens? Howie said yesterday that he could bring him back. And I said, no, Howie said that yesterday because he's trying to be nice to Nick, and he's trying to pretend that there's a possibility they could bring him back, which helps him in a trade market, which no one believes anyway.
No. No.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Alan. Alan's in Pittsburgh. Sorry to hear that, Alan. What's up, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I'm all in for next year, but I believe that you can be all in and not be stupid about it. So here's the reason why I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule lines up for us to not just win the division, but to have home field advantage again like we had last year. Let's look at the schedule. The difference between our schedule and the Cowboys is really this. We get the Bears at home, we get the Seahawks at home, and we get the Falcons on the road, while Dallas gets the Bears on the road, and they get to play the Saints and the Rams. We're going to win that division because the schedule lines up, and we're going to get home field advantage throughout. Now, we can still get a core group together next year that goes into the future together. And here's my proposition. We know that Nick Foles, early in his career, the first 3 years with us, went undefeated against Tom Coughlin. So Tom Coughlin probably has a pretty good feeling about Nick Foles, and he needs a quarterback. Tom Coughlin hired John DeFilippo today to be the offensive coordinator.
According to Rappaport, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's done. So all I'm saying is they got number 7 overall. Let's do a pick swap in the first round. They got 2 third-round picks. We don't have a third-round pick. We could work something out and get some additional picks and really just draft all offensive line and defensive line and really, really secure our lines for the future.
Or Ike has an idea.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Alan, because I like where you're going with this. Would you take Leonard Fournette for Nick Foles?
You know, we're talking about injuries and all this stuff, and Leonard Fournette's pretty injury-prone, but I would trust Howie Roseman. If he wants Leonard Fournette, I would trust him on this, just like I trust him going with Nate Sudfeld as the backup.
All right.
So if he wants Fournette, I'm all in.
I take it. I think Tom Coughlin hates Leonard Fournette now.
That's pretty clear, Ike. Yep. What do you say, Nick, for?
I would if the Jags were interested in it, if they wanted to get rid of Leonard Fournette, they want to move on from a mistake they made, or they may feel they've made, I wouldn't think about it twice.
Well,
I'd send Nick Foles to Jacksonville for Leonard Fournette in a heartbeat.
You have to believe that a guy like Tom Coughlin, when interviewing John DeFilippo, and Filippo could have had a job in Arizona, but he can't call the plays in Arizona.
Right.
Being with the Jags, he's the play caller on offense. You know Nick Foles' name came up during that interview to where Tom's saying, like, hey, listen, you know we're going to need a quarterback. maybe part of the reason he's brought in is they already have eyes for Nick Foles, and they're like, this is the perfect guy to work with.
Yeah.
They already know each other.
Yeah.
They already have chemistry with things already. It makes a lot of sense.
I tell you, I would take Nick Foles, I would take Leonard Fournette over a draft pick.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I mean, because no team's going to give you a first-round pick or a second-round pick for Nick Foles. But if just let's say a team was offering you a third-round pick, you would take the third-round pick instead of Leonard Fournette?
Probably.
No way.
Probably, yes.
No way. Even with all the red flags. And I don't even like Leonard Fournette, as a matter of fact. I don't even like Leonard Fournette. But I know that the potential that's in there, and he's still young. He's only been in the league 2 years.
Yeah, this would be third year.
Yeah, he's going into his third year. Maybe a change of scenery changes him.
How about a diet?
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying.
How about caring about your craft?
Put him in a championship organization, and then you may get something different out of him. And because I'm only giving up a quarterback that I know I'm not going to keep anyway for a running back, that I need. I need a running back.
I think it'd be a great move for both teams.
Because I don't know if I can trust in the draft a running back with the third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do we really believe they're going to take a running back in the first round this year?
Maybe.
No, that's a no.
Maybe.
I don't believe that. As much as I want them to take one in the second round with those two second round picks, do we think they'll take one in the second round?
Yeah, but your point of they still have to get the right guy. I think that's your strongest point.
The other thing is, yes, the strongest point is getting the right guy, and you have a better chance of hitting on that guy if you take one early.
Yep.
Trying to wait to the third, fourth, and fifth round to hit on the right guy.
The percentages go down.
Exactly, and that's why I would rather have Leonard Fournette.
It's interesting.
That's why I would rather have Leonard Fournette. I would rather have him than a third round pick.
It's interesting. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I've decided that I'm not bringing
in bad knees, his bad attitude.
Yeah, I'm not bringing in losers like that anymore.
Hamstrings.
Yep. Bad breath, I heard. No, I don't know. I don't know about the bad breath. John, Southwest Philly. Hi, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Well, I got to agree. I'm in your camp a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
Good
camp.
Guys like Jason Peters got to be gone, you know?
Yeah, now listen,
They got to be gone?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead. Because I'm willing, you know, he taps out of games, and that's okay.
But you're right, John. That's how he preserved this season, leaving games, not going back in.
Right, yep. But that's five in games where we're playing bad teams and we're in the playoffs, in a playoff game. You got to give me all you got here. That's where we're depending on you at.
Here's what I think about Jason Peters. I just need one more year. I need a year to find out if Mailata is a guy. Like next year, Mailata should be getting in there and actually playing when Jason Peters goes down. I'm not under any ruse.
Mailata can play.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need to get deeper on the offensive line. And one more year of Jason, even if Jason Peters plays 12 games, then at least you get an idea of what you have with some of the other guys.
I got another point I want to make, though.
Go.
Don't cut me off. I got another point
I want to make. I got you.
Okay. About Nick.
Yeah.
And you know, I say this to you, that you were one of the founding members of that club. Right?
I am the founding member, John. I am.
Right.
I'm sitting on the board. I sit on the board of Nicky Six.
Right. let's be completely clear about
who's on that board, by the way.
Nick is not a cancer, a bad locker room guy, a guy that we're trying to get rid of.
No.
He has proven, if he hasn't proven anything, he has proven that he should be starting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. I agree. Sure. Yeah.
You know, and you know, no, he's better than sitting on the bench waiting for somebody to get hurt. He should have that opportunity, you know, because I love him. You know, and I wasn't always there on him, but I'm there now.
Okay.
So for his benefit, not for us, for his benefit, he needs to be starting somewhere. And that's not saying,
I think we all, John, I think we all agree with that.
We're with you. We agree with you.
Yeah, we agree with you.
Yeah, we agree with you.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
Talking to you, John. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, he's going to get a shot to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Nick Foles will be a starter somewhere next year.
Agreed. For the whole year? I can't say that.
Well, yeah, and listen, I as long as he's not in the NFC, I'll be rooting for him.
Listen, is there a...
Like, as long as he's not on the Eagles schedule, I'll be rooting for him,
Mike,
wherever he's at.
Is there a possibility that he doesn't get as many teams interested as people think right now? Yeah, that's a possibility. You never know with this league.
Well, especially if the Eagles put that tag on him and want to trade.
Well,
if he's a free agent, I think there will be multiple teams involved.
Yeah,
if he's
two.
A free agent.
Probably
no,
two,
I think
three.
It's more than two.
We went over the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, even if there's teams that are interested, they also maybe have drafted a quarterback
sure.
in the first round, and Nick looks at that and says, well, that's...
Well, he's going to want to know what's your right. plan for the future.
If I'm Nick and the team is questionable, like the Dolphins, for instance, the Dolphins, even if Nick plays great, they mm-hmm. could still be a bad team next year. If you go on a team that's not going to win a lot of games and they draft a quarterback in the first round, you're not starting the whole season because everybody will want the young quarterback to get in and develop.
Yeah.
Jacksonville makes a lot of sense.
Well, this is a weak quarterback class. So I don't even know if any of these guys coming out will be ready to play next year.
Well, you're prejudiced against short people.
I'm not prejudiced against short people.
Sure you are. No, you are.
Listen, I wouldn't have a 5'9 quarterback. That's me.
Kyler Murray, 5'9 and three quarters.
More power to him.
Not just 5'9. He's almost 5'10.
My quarterback is 6'5. I'm good with mine.
Yeah, he's got plenty of size.
Yeah, my quarterback is 6'5.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. That's like, what, an inch or two? Baker Mayfield?
God bless you. Go right ahead.
Oh, I would take him for my team if I needed a quarterback, Kyler Murray.
God bless you. Go right ahead. Good luck with that.
I will. All right. Yeah. You'll see your boy Russell Wilson.
I'm not rooting against him. You got to prove it.
He's got to prove it.
I had doubts about Russell Wilson. You got to prove it.
I did too.
You're 5'9". You got to prove you can play quarterback in this league.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, 2019. Make smart moves, retool, build for the future, or go for it again. All in. I'm in all in mode right now.
All in.
Everybody wants to tell me Carson Wentz is going to be back in 2019. Mm-hmm. If Carson Wentz is going to be back in 2019 like we saw in 2017, this team was literally a couple plays away from going back to the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Then why wouldn't I be all in?
Oh, you can be all in.
Jason Peters,
you
come on down.
That's foolishness.
Darren Sproles, come on down.
That's foolishness. See, this is how good Carson Wentz is. That you don't need to have those guys on the team. You put competent players out there with him, you're going to win the division next year.
All right.
You're going to win the division next year, but you can't have guys out there that is a 50-50 chance they won't finish games or finish the season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.